You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Did you know that you are likely your worst enemy in investing? What, you may ask? If you are your worst enemy, then who is your ally? Fortunately, it's you as well. Today, we are with Kimberly Klaus, the advisory board chair of Covestor, an online marketplace for investing. She is also CEO of Via Global Advisors, a financial consultancy serving wealthy families, family offices, and foundations. Today, we will be talking about behavioral finance, which is very broadly the study of how investors actually make decisions, not how they should rationally make decisions. Kimberly, welcome once again to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I am delighted to be here.
The pleasure is certainly ours as well. Always good to have you. So first of all, let's look at what is behavioral finance.
Well, at the foundation of finance and at the foundation of a lot of theory is the idea that investors and people act logically and rationally. So people really started to question this point of view as there have been a number of anomalies, which, you know, conventional financial theory has a very difficult time in explaining. So behavioral finance replaces the idea that investors are rational with the belief that investors are real and imperfect people, as we all are, who have certain biases. So in brief, behavioral finance is financial theory meets human psychology.
And what would be a real-world example of this?
So let's say that I had flipped a coin 20 times, and each time the coin landed with the head side up. What do you think the result of the next flip might be?
Well, it would seem to be tails.
Well, a lot of people say that, but the likelihood of a fair coin, right, so a coin that hasn't been, you know, hasn't been rigged, the likelihood is always 50%, right? It's always 50% that it'll be heads, and it's 50% that it'll be tails. Each coin flip is really an independent event, which means that prior results have absolutely no bearing on future results. And what this is called is the gambler's fallacy. And it's really an incorrect interpretation of statistics, where someone believes that the occurrence of a random event would somehow cause another random event to be more likely or less likely to happen in the future.
Okay, so that's the gambler's fallacy. What is another example of behavior finance in action?
Anchoring. So when somebody is anchoring, they are basing decisions or estimates on events or values with which they're familiar, even though these events or values may have no bearing on the actual event or value. So it's basically using an irrelevant information, an irrelevant piece of information as a reference point. So let me give you an example of how this affects investing. So let's say that you bought a stock at $100 a share. And after you purchase the stock, the financial situation at the company deteriorates for some reason. And it's some significant reason. You know, it's not just a blip. And the stock price falls from $100 a share to $80 a share. So a lot of investors will tend to hang on to that stock and wait for it to go back to 100 so that they can break even at the price at which it was purchased. So they're really anchoring the value of their investment to the value that it once had, so $100 in this case, and instead of realizing the loss, they actually are taking on greater risk by holding it in the hopes that it's going to bounce back from 80 to 100. So you anchor around that $100 reference point.
Today we're joined by Kimberly Klaus, the advisory board chair of Covestor, an online marketplace for investing. She is also CEO of Via Global Advisors, a financial consultancy serving wealthy families, family offices, and foundations here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Continuing the conversation, other common behaviors that are not rational, what would those be?
So prospect theory is one of my personal favorites because I have certainly demonstrated this tendency in my own life. So prospect theory asserts that losses have more of an emotional impact than an equivalent amount of gains. So the pain of losing is much worse than the joy, the satisfaction of gaining. So here, let me give you an example of this one too. So let's look at two situations. So in one situation, I give you $50. Okay. Second situation, I give you $100 and then I take back $50. So in both situations, the end result is that you have $50, right?
Yes.
So, but despite the fact that you end up with $50 in either case, right? The case where I gave you $50 or the case where I gave you $100 and then took away $50, most people view a single gain of $50 as much more favorable than gaining $100 and then losing $50. And what this tells us is that people value gains and losses differently. And therefore, a lot of people base decisions on perceived gains rather than perceived losses. So if a person were given two equal choices, and one of those choices is expressed in terms of what they have to gain and the other in terms of what they might lose, people often choose the former even when they achieve the same economic end result. In the example that we had, even though it's $50 in both cases.
And so with all this information given here today, what do we do now?
Okay, so as you're investing, think about, you know, what are your biases? You know, what are those things that you bring to the table that if an outsider were looking in, they would say, you know what, that just doesn't make sense. Ask your financial advisor, what are the behaviors that you see in your practice? And, you know, how can you help me navigate these? But of course, you know, it's much easier said than done. You know, this so-called irrational behavior is adaptive. In fact, Harvard Business School professor Malcolm Baker says that these biases that we discussed in the beginning, right, these social, cognitive, and emotional biases come from deep down. They're innate. They come up very quickly, and they're mostly unconscious. And they're decisions that enable us to function effectively in our day-to-day lives.
Well, certainly a very interesting topic. How about telling our listeners, as always, where they can get more information about Covestor online and to be in contact with you there as well?
Covestor.com.
Simple enough. And any closing thoughts on the topic?
Well, today we've talked about behavioral finance and its impact on investing. Behavioral finance can also be demonstrated in the workplace. So here's a very simple example of prospect theory in action. And prospect theory, as you recall, was, you know, I give you $50 and that feels much better than I give you $100 and take away $50. So here's a simple example of prospect theory in action in the workplace. So some workers refuse to work overtime because they don't want to pay more taxes. So even though, let's say, they would benefit financially from additional after-tax income, according to prospect theory, the benefit of having extra money is not enough to overcome those feelings of loss and the feeling of pain incurred by paying taxes.
Kimberly, thanks so much, as always, for joining us here on Enterprise Radio. We certainly look forward to having you back soon to discuss another topic on financing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Kimberly Klaus, the advisory board chair of Covestor, an online marketplace for investing. She is also the CEO of Via Global Advisors, a financial consultancy serving wealthy families, family offices, and foundations. And once again, the website of reference and for contact is Covestor.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.